The leader of the radical Palestinian organization, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, was killed today in an Israeli rocket attack in Ramallah. The killing of Abu Ali Mustafa in the West Bank city followed a violent weekend that left at least 11 others dead. Yesterday, Israel used warplanes, helicopters, and tanks to destroy Palestinian security buildings in four locations in the occupied territories. Palestinians reported one dead and about a dozen injuries. The raids followed a series of Palestinian ambushes that killed several Israeli civilians and three soldiers. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
Last week, Germany's top diplomat seemed to make progress when he flew in and coaxed each side to take another stab at truce talks. Yasser Arafat and Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres announced they hoped to meet soon, possibly in Berlin. But no date's been set. It seems the earliest likely meeting is next week. And the mounting death toll over the weekend prompted some to declare the whole prospect pointless. Israeli politician Reuven Rivlin was interviewed on Israel Radio, identified as a close confidant of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He was asked whether he thought Sharon could again consider Arafat a partner for peace.
The history that we have with Arafat, the experience that we have with Arafat, never brought him to real negotiate.
So you're saying that there is a prevailing feeling in the government, even by the Prime Minister himself, that even if Mr. Peres goes ahead with this meeting with Yasser Arafat, the talks will fail?
Actually, that is his feelings and his beliefs.
Many Palestinians are equally certain of failure, but for different reasons. They contend that Israel appears determined to seek an end to the conflict through superior military force, even as it demands an absolute, some say unrealistic, cessation of violence on the Palestinian side. There was widespread Palestinian anger when President Bush this weekend agreed the onus is on Yasser Arafat to rein in radical militants. Spokeswoman Hanan Ashrawi.
This policy is to rob the Palestinians of the protection of the law, to treat Israel, even though it's a rogue state, repeatedly violating international law, to treat Israel as a country above the law with preferential treatment, to continue to supply Israel with its lethal weapons and with the funding to continue the occupation.
Arafat did reportedly order the arrest of 10 Islamic radicals, and protest posters appeared on the West Bank over the weekend, accusing his security chief of collaborating with Israel. Faced with such opposition, Arafat has issued no more public condemnations of armed attacks. Sunday, he surveyed the wreckage inflicted by Israeli warplanes while carrying a Kalashnikov. Despite the damage, many Palestinians were jubilant after the daring ambush of an Israeli army post Saturday that killed three soldiers. Many Israelis worry the raid will only bolster such guerrilla tactics. Analyst Reuven Hazan sees no clear solution, either through shooting or talking.
And it might mean that in order to get out of this vicious circle of the last 11 months, what we need is either something more horrible than has already happened to happen, or maybe we truly need an international initiative that will bring observers to the region and start pulling us apart from each other, because we don't seem to be able to get out of this situation on our own.
Yet international observers remain anathema to many Israelis, including Prime Minister Sharon. For now, neither side appears to have a long-term strategy beyond the seemingly inevitable daily clashes. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.